Kumlena Bar Gemara. We are up to the Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, so we said the machlekes of Rebbe and Chachamim, whether you need three judges or you need five judges, is totally in how you read the word Yashian. It says Yashian if you read the way it's written, Mesaidis, but it says we read it Yashian, Mikra, and Rebbe holds, you go after the way you read it. The tradition tells us to read it. Amud Abitcha Ba Yesi, Amud Abiechna, Abitcha Sab Yesi, and Rebbe, and Rebbe, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Royet, and Beishamai, and Rab Shimon, and Rabbi Akiva, Kulu, all of these Tanaim, Siddur, they hold, Yesh Emle Mikra. If you have two ways of reading a word, one way is the way it's written, the one way is the way it's read, you always follow the way it's read. Rebbe Hada Amran. There's a tshuva of the Rif asking in Rabbi Mechai, Tosh Barichas, he says it's only a secret. Why sometimes we say, call things of, and sometimes aim. Why is it Emle Mesaitis, not of Lot Mesaitis, or Emle Mikra of? Why is it Binyan of, not a Binyan name? And so on and so forth. And he says it's a town for everything, but it's a secret. Then Rebbe Hada Amr, you go follow the way we read it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Roye, the Talmud in the Braise, Shalu Talmidim, it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Roye, it's a Talmidim, it's Rabbi Roye. It says over there, when a woman has a boy, she is Tamei for seven days, and she's Tamei for 33. When the woman has a girl, she's Tamei for Shvu'ayim, and she's Tamei for 66. Says Rabbi, how do you know how to read the word? Is it Shvu'ayim or Shivim? Says Rabbi Yehuda ben Roye, it's Ekroni, I can read Shivim. 70 days she's Tamei. Yochel Tehe Yeh Ledes Nekei V'Tamei Shivim. We would think that she's Tamei for 70 days. Amalehen Timei V'Tia B'Zocha. We find the corresponding concept by a boy as well. V'Timei V'Tia B'Nekei. We find the same concept by Nekei. Ma Keshetia B'Zocha B'Nekei Kiflayin. Just like it comes to Tara. By a Zocher it's 33 days. And by a girl it's 66 days. Af Keshetimei B'Zocha B'Nekei. So it comes to the Tama part. By a Zohar. And the Keva is Kiflayim by Zohar. We know that it's 7 days. So by a Keva, we'll say that Shvuayim, 2 weeks. La'acha Sheyotu, after Tamidim walked out of the class, Yotu, he went out. Umach Zachrein. He said something to Tamidim. He wasn't happy with what he said. He didn't just leave it at that. He ran after the Tamidim, chased after them, brought them back to class. Amalehani then said to them, I want to tell you something better. I'atem Zekukinkach. You don't need my whole pilpul. Shvuayim Karinen. Who cares what it says? What's written, we look at the way we read it. And we read it Shvu'ayim, therefore we know that it's, you go follow the Mikra and Halacha. V'yesh aim the Mikra. So that's a beautiful rites. Beishamai, that's now we learn. Beishamai says, if you bring a carbon on the Beis HaMikdash, by a carbon chatas, you have to spray it on four sides, or two sides that spreads out to four corners. What happens, the Eved, you didn't do it all four corners. Is kol ha'am, Shami says, kol ha'am nitin al mizbeach ha'chitzen, any carbon that's brought on the outside mizbeach, not the one inside the Beis HaMikdash where they brought in the Yom Kippur, the chatzis, but the outside one, shenitin b'matonach, but if you did it on only one matone, keep it, it's also all other kabbanis, it's like oila and shlamim, even one corner is b'dievet, all right. All of those kabbanis need shtei matone shein arba. But chatas that needs a chatchila four corners, shtei matonis. But the evet only you can get with two. Basil says no. Even bechatas shenitin matonachas keep it. Even chatas one corner is enough. What's the machlekes? Vamar Rabbi Huna says my time with the Beishamai. What's Beishamai swara? Beishamai swara is it says the word karnis in three different places. It says the word karnis by a chatas and by a chitzen. It says by a seir of a nasi. It says karnois, karnois, karnois. We read it each time in plural, even though it's not written with a vav. We read each time, but plural. And by seir nosi, it says karnas missing. By a yachid, it says karnas mole, and by a seir of a yachid, it says karnas chaser. But you go after the mikra, which is six. Harikan sheish arba le mitzvah v'shtayim lakev. Four of them is the chatchila, and the other two is tell you that b'di'evet, that's the minimum. Basil says, no, you look at the Mercedes. Karnois, karnas, karnas. Harikan arba. So Hill says, you go Mercedes. You go after four. So it sounds like the halacha should be that you go after Mercedes. Gimel the mitzvah. Three of them are mitzvah achaz lakev. Fredig mora be'em a kulam mitzvah. Why don't we say all four? We'll soon see the halacha. Let's say that all of them is mitzvah. So we answer kapora bechdai le'ashchan. You can't say there's no minimum because that means what you mean. It's possible you don't sprinkle all the blood on the mizbeach and you have a kapora. It can't be. The dam is what's mechapa you. How can we say b'di'evet if you didn't do anything you still yaitze? What are you yaitze? Okay, so therefore we know minimum one. Rab Shimon, what's the ma'aseh? We learned this at the sukkah. The time we learned how many walls the sukkah have. The Chacham say three and a bit. And Rab Shimon says two and a bit. Shtayim kiel chasen v'shlishi zafilo tefa. Rab Shimon says two walls and a bit. Rab Shimon, so that's a Chacham. Rab Shimon says shalosh kiel chasen u'leviyas zafilo tefa. The fourth one of a tefa. And we had like four different ways of understanding Pshat and the Machlekes. One of the ways are Mike Mifgi, Rabbanon, Savri Rabbanon, Yesh Aim Le Mercedes. Rabbanon say you follow the Mercedes. So again, in all of these cases, it's the individual Tanoim who hold Mikra, and it's the collective Tanoim who hold Mercedes. Rabbanon hold Yesh Aim Le Mercedes, and Abshimon hold Yesh Aim Le Mikra. What's the story? Rabbanon, so Rabbanon hold Yesh Aim Le Mercedes. It says in the Pasuk, Basuka is Basuka, Basuka. It's three times Basuka, and it says well, they're all Chasir. They're all chaser, and harikan arba. But so it says, sorry, two chasers and one. Man yedu the thing about sukkai se shafti. There it's a molly. The other one's a chaser. So you have basukas is harikan arba. If you follow Mercedes, it's a total of four. Dal chad kro legufa. You take one for yourself. These are three walls. And the halacha l'moshe v'sin is coming according to this version. It's coming to be mekel la machmel. The other version to mekel to reduce well, the third wall to a tefach. Posh l'tlas also hilchas. It comes on the halacha. Goros l'shlishes reduces the third wall. Well, kim to a tefach makes a tefach. Rab Shimon, however, holds you go after the mikra. If you go after the mikra, basukois, and it can't change a total of six. Dal chad kro legufa to remove one pasuk for itself. Poshlu arba. Yesterday, you always need one for itself. Leaves you four walls. As yehilchas comes along, and I go rosel leviyis reduces the fourth wall, vukma tefach and reduces the size of a tefach. So we see clearly that that's the machlekes, whether you go after the Mercedes the way it's written or mikra the way it's read.
Does it go from six to four?
One because one pasuk always one pasuk is for itself. One pasuk is two.
Oh, so they had some, yeah. They had some
Indian. Yeah, Rabbi Akiva, what's the story there? The Tanya, Rabbi Akiva says, Menayin, how do you know? Levi is down. We know that the minimum amount of blood that a nefesh can go into, can travel with, is a Levi. So if he's in oil, a Levi is a blood, it's metami, the entire oil. What about a Levi is a blood? It comes from two mesim, the combination. The two mesim, blood equals one Levi. Is it still metami or not? So how do you know Levi is down? She yotsa mishnei mesim. She metami by oil. It says, our kol nafsh is mesla yovai. Said that a kol nafshes in plural meis lo yovei. So we read it shtei nefashes v'shir echa. Two nefashes and one shir. It's written nafsh without a vav, so it could be nefashas. But we read it nafshes. So Rabbi said, you go after the way you read it. But Rabbanan nefashas ksi one nefesh. So according to all this, comes out the halacha should be yeshem lemesedes. Masko rabach v'yakam miikad deles yeshem mikra. You tell me. What is, you tell me, it's a madamah doesn't agree that you follow the mikra. But Tanya, we learn it says in the pasuk, "Savashal gidei bechalev ima." You look at the letters chalev. You can read it two ways, chalev or chalev. How do you know it means milk? Chalev ima yachol bechalev. Maybe it means fats. Amrit yesh em lemikra. The way we read it is chalev. Now the Mercedes in this case can be either way. Could either be chalav or chalav. Then if I would rather say that it's talking about chalav. Why would I rather say it's talking about chalav? So the machlekes are showing. Or different pshat. One pshat is milk itself is mutter. Does that make sense that milk and meat should become asa? If I have a choice to learn fats, which is asa,
right.
And
this is
no, that's in Gemara.
If you say it's asa generally, then we could say that if you didn't have this, you'd say chalav is asa, but cooking.
No. There's two isurim here. One is eating it. There's three certain by Kulos of Asher, right? Cooking, eating, and Hanoh. First of all, add the two other ones to Chalev, cooking and Hanoh, and even the eating, to give you two lav. And when you eat it with milk. That's one reason. Another reason, the Pasuk right before it says, Le'solin Chalev Chagai Meboiker. Le'yolin Chalev Chagai Meboiker. It talks to the Pasuk before it talks about Chalev. And then it says, Le'solin Chalev Gadi. So you would think, you're my Chalev. But you go after the Mikra. So everyone agrees you go to Mikra. So what do you tell me? Elo de Kuliyama Yashin Mikra. So Gemara concludes, everybody holds, now we're going to say Faket. Everyone holds Yashen LeMikra. Now we have to go back to revisit every Machlekes and explain what the crux of the Machlekes is since everyone agrees Yashen LeMikra. Let's go back to the first one in our Gemara. Rebbe, Rabban, and the Rebbe says you need five Dayanim, and we said before because it says Yashiyun, and Yashiyun, which is plural, and the Chacham say three, we said because they read Yashiyan, if everyone reads Yashiyun, what's going on? How can Rabban say only need three? Is Bahakim Yifbi. Rebbe holds Yashiyun Elakim Acharini. We have the Elakim before the Pasuk, and then you have we had before two Elakims. Now you have Yashiyun, a new Elakim, is another two. Yashi Yun Elokim. Everyone agreed Yashi means plural. It's not the same that Yonim we spoke about before, so you have to add the two, the aggregate is four. And what? And then Ein Bezer Shokel. You have to add one more, makes it five. The Rabban hold, no. Yashi Yun Dehei Vahai. Yashin means that those two Elikims that we spoke about before should be the ones who are going to find and sentence him to whatever the punishment is. So therefore, the same two that we had before, the same Elikim. Agree Yashin is plural, but we're not introducing two more judges. It's the judges we spoke about before. Okay. Nobody argues about Shuayim, so what do you want? Everyone agrees Yashin and Mikra. Beis Hillel, L'chayda, Beis Hillel says, one kapar is enough, one zrika is enough. L'chayda, how does he learn that if you learn karnois, karnois, karnois? The Tanya, forget the karnois, karnois, karnois. Learn v'chipeh, v'chipeh, v'chipeh. That's three times, v'chipeh, mipnei. Hadin. Why are there three times in by the parshas of Chatzos it says b'chipe? Because otherwise we would have thought differently. V'aloidinu min hadin. I would have thought nema domim lemata. Rashi has three different pshatim in understanding what means domim lemata. Either domim, the one he likes best is domim is lemata mechuta sikra and lemaila mechuta sikra. The kabanas you bring below and the karmachatas outside you bring above. So you should be embarrassed. That's part of the therapy. The tshuva. Nema domim lemata. Sorry?
Atonement,
yeah. It says lemata below the chuta sikra, for example, by oyla shlami. But nema domim lemaila, it says a domim lemaila above the chuta sikra, by chatas. Ma domim amurim lemata, shenit ne maton achas kippur, even b'sham is moida. That an oyla shlami, you need shtayim pen arba, but if you did only one sprinkles enough, av domim amurim lemaila, shenit ne maton achas kippur. So we should also compare the whatever you do not some is bech to the oyla chatas. That's one way of looking at it. Oy klach l'derazu. Maybe perhaps you should lean this way. Nema damim bechutz. It says chatas outside. But nema damim b'vnim. You also have a damim, a chatas inside. The chatas the pnimi of the power koyin Mashiach and the helam dover and so on is brought inside. That's a chatas. They should resemble each other. Ma damim amurim b'vnim. Just like a chum chatas they brought inside chitzer aches matan lazaklum. He even missing one. It's no good. It says you have to do exactly the way it says. Abdomi ma'amurim b'chutz. Perhaps the karma chatas done on the outside. Chitzer achaz matan. So now we have a choice. Are we going to compare the chatas outside to the chatas inside? Or are we going to compare the chatas outside to the oyel shlomi from the outside? Nida lemid dani. What is it more comparable to? Done in chutz mechutz. L'chayda, on the one hand, you should argue, let's compare all the kabanas outside mizbeach. They ain't done in chutz pnim, and don't bring any parallels between the inside mizbeach and the outside mizbeach. Oy klach l'derzu. There's another way perhaps you can go. Done in chatas v'dalet kronos. The inside and the outside are both talking about karma chatas, and they both requirement is not just shtayim shein arba, two corners which spread out become four, or two sprinkles which spread out become four, but rather four sprinkles. So the chayda there's two criteria that you can compare the chatas outside the chatas inside. So we should compare the two, and should be the average should be good. And we should not compare it all to the one outside. That's what we would think. So therefore, we should be the average you're not yet unless you sprinkle all four times, all four corners. That's why it says three times v'chiper. Because of this similar. Keep it after pishlein osal shleisha. The first keeper takes it down, reduces it from four to three. Keep it after pishlein osal shdayim and from three to two, and keep it after pishlein osal achal only one. That's how we know one. Okay, nothing to do with mikin and mizaynus. But the evid is good. Yeah.
This is Bishila. We had an argument about
the Shammai. Bishami already argued. We had it before. The Shammai holds in the evid too. All the kabbanim but the evid is one. Chutz mechatas because he's there but the evid is two. That's the whole machlekes. Rab Shimon and Rabbana Bahab Pligi. Rab Shimon and Rabbana, this is what they argue. By Sukkah. What are they arguing? Now they're telling me they're not arguing about this. But truth of the matter is, the Gemara gives us three other Hezbeinim anyway. But let's see what the Gemara says here. Rab Shimon saw
that. Yeah, but they were learning from Kronos, not learning from
that's Abhunna's Pshat. The Gemara not changes it. The Gemara disagrees with Abhunna. But now we're focusing on the Chippah. Rab Shimon saw that. There's four, so we have four schachas. The chum hold that one of those is for the schach, the roof. It leaves you three walls, and then you reduce one to one. Mashiach and Abshimon holds schach. That's what it's called. What kind of house is it if it doesn't have schach? You don't need a pasuk for that. But Abshimon says, it's schach alay boikra. Abshimon holds that schach doesn't b'chal need a pasuk. But Abba Nesav, it's schach alay boikra. Therefore, one pasuk, one is for schach, and then you have three walls, reduce it down to a little bit. Rabbi Kiva Rabban regarding the Dam HaNefesh, but hopefully this is a machleke. Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva says that what? That we read the way it's written. Nafshoi, it's tattooed. Two people. So one vase of blood from two people is combined, and you have now enough to be tummy. My Rabbanus Rabban hold Nefesh is the Alma Mashma. I agree with you, it's two. But I don't mean it's two people sitting in this tent. Talking about people in Algemein, generally out there, people who die, their blood is a revi, is metame. But how many people in one particular tent? One. So what are you trying to tell me now that everyone agrees that Shele Mikra is not Machlekes? But Tanya, tell me how you learn Pshat here. Litetofeis. It says three times. Litetofeis. Two of them is without a vav, and one is with a vav. And Rashi says here that the parshas v'hoyin shemaya, it says litetofeis bein aneichem is with a vav. It says not in our Torah. It's interesting how Rashi and Tais have different Torahs, only one generation apart. Tais says not in our Torah at all. We have no vavs in any of the litetofeis. So what Tesis learns is the Pshat Gemara. It says Ula Tetofis by Yehoyah Shmaya, and Ula Tetofis, you take the vav we had before. You take the vav at the beginning of the word and you put it. Then we had by a husband. How do you know it's a wife? The she'er. We say we took the she'er akar of loy. We took the lamed. What's the pasuk there? Sorry, pasuk already. We took the lamed of vav and moved it over there. That means to his wife. So goyin the masifim, and then Tesis Mechadish. You can even put it in the middle of the word as well. Okay. Oh, it says the satav is l'she'eroi. So we took So we took the lamed. We took the vav, and we put it in the end of the word. We took the she'eroi and we did loy. We took the lamed from the she'er, and we took the vav and made it she'er loy, that his wife goes to him. Anyway, had a kanabeth for divid abishmal. So in other words, you go after the Mercedes. And I became aimed any side. We don't need to go after the Mercedes. Tat big. Because you go after the mikra, but tat sign of four tat because which time passed by African time. It is the language, the African languages. It's passing tat. The Rishayim already explained. I can't remember who it is. What the rules have to do with how can the Torah write African languages? The Torah so explains that all the languages come from Lashon Kodesh, and in every language there are a couple of Lashon Kodesh words that remain there. So these words, tat and kas, which are now in African and in this other language of Kaspi, are originally from Hebrew. And we're telling you that they state, and the Teda is calling the Tetofes, not because the Teda is using African language. This is Hebrew. But the only language, we still find it, and we find that words are forgotten. We have Gemara's, you know, how do we know the word Tate? We figure out the word Tate means. Until whose mother was it? The Rebbe's Amsei, the Rebbe, or that wrote a pasuk from the Tehillim, what Tate is, and some other words. Anyway, Elaylam Pligi, we can change our mind again. Third time. First we start off saying everyone there's a machlek in the mikra. Then we say everyone agrees in mikra. Now we're going to go back and say no, there is a machlek. Well, not always. You know when they argue Mercedes in mikra? If there's a difference, if you're going to follow the mikra, the halacha will have one outcome. If you follow the Mercedes, it'll be another outcome. So the machlek is what's the main emphasis? Now the Rishayim already asked, whichever way you go, then why is it the other way? For example, if the halacha is the mikra, then why was it written differently? Then why did you write it the way it's meant to be written? If that's the halacha, the way you read it, so write it that way. Why did you write it differently? If the halacha is the Mercedes, then why don't we read it that way? So they say the hidden part, and it's actually what that says as well, the hidden part is the Seid Shemetayda, and it's not for us to know. We're going to Kabbalah. So what was the question from Cholov? Aval hai Cholov and Chelov the Chihadodininu. It's written exact same letters. The chilik is not only the outcome is different, the chilik is the letters with a vav, minus a vav. This one has a vav without a vav, so the mikra and Mercedes are different. But when the letters are exactly the same, that everyone holds you after the mikra. Yesh aim the mikra. So now the one is saying that there's an exception, the letters are the same, cholav and chelav are the same, everyone holds you follow the mikra. Freg di gemara, that's a pashir, baharei. Sholos, pom beson yirah. Kol zchuch, it says yirah eh. So exactly takes us who the yirah goes on. That you should be seen by the Eibishter, or yirah eh, the Eibishter should be seen by you. It says the pasuk Yireh, but we read it Yireh that you should see or the Abish should see. The Chiyadodin exactly the same letters. And yet a plea in the Machlekes in the Gemara. We had being Chagiga. The Tanya we learn Yoichanan ben Tahavoy Yoyim. Yoichanan son Tahavoy says Mishnah Rabbi Yirbam Teima Hasum Bech Ben Pad Maria. If you're blind, when I Pad Maria, some of the Rishayim learn that the other Amel learns that it's actually not talking about a person visiting. Of course, if you're blind, when I you have to go to Beis Hamikdash. Talking about the Kohen serving the Beis Hamikdash. The Torah says that a Kohen blind is a Balmum. What about if he's blind in one eye? We're talking here about somebody who sees the Eibushter very often, which is a Kohen. Well, we learn Pashtu Pshat and Halachi, we're talking about here an Oled Egel. It says you're blind in one eye, you potter. How does he know? Shenemar, it says yira, we dashin yeiroeh. Kederech shebol liros kachbol leiroeis. Just like the way the face learns, the way Rashi learns, the Eibush that comes to see you. And the Eibush that sees you with both of his eyes, ein Hashem, what is it? Plural. He sees both eyes, so you should be. You should see the Eibush. The Eibush should see you with your two eyes. Ma li rois b'shtei einov. Af li rois is according to Rashi. It's called the Eibush. Af le rois b'shtei einov. You should be seeing the Eibush with both of your eyes. Tesis says, "When the Eibush comes, the Eibush is always there. You're the one who's coming." So he says, "Li rois is you, and le rois is how the Eibush is. You're going to see the Eibush complete. So you should see the Eibush complete as well." Elo b'racha b'davi kamagro. Now we're changing again. You're right. Whenever there's a when is the machlekes of a mikra or a mesaydis, if the letters are different, it's the same amount of letters, we always get from mikra. So what's a machlekes there by yida and yeroya? Machlekes is getting back here. El marachu yika or makra. Getting back here. So even more says you're right. Even when they're the same letters, there's a machlekes. What are yida and yeroya? So how do we know it's cholov? Maybe it's chelov. You know how we know? Or makra leisa vashel gidi. It says they shouldn't cook a gidi. Derech bishul asat teira, only something for cooking. As Ashi explains, fats doesn't cook, it melts. Cooking is liquids. So therefore we know, must be talking about milk. You have a choice of milk or fats. What's fats? Frying. Tigun. So from here you learn that Ashi and Tesis both hold, and Yeh Halach L'maisa, that frying is not considered cooking, which means there's no basal b'chol ma'teira. If you fry meat and milk, according to Ashi and Tesis, and this is the marker right here, you're not even basal b'chol ma'teira. It's only with the Rabban. Because it's not derech bishul. It's only the thing. Other Hashem, totally arguing, but the whole thing's nothing more here. I'm stuck here.